The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast. Hey everybody, it's Bob DeBellis here, and this is my show. It's called That's Crazy, No? We're here with a very special guest. You may know him from TV. He's an actor, he's a writer. Let me first also say before I bring my very special guest in, if my parole officer is listening, this has nothing to do with my community service. I know I'm supposed to go out and talk about things other than sports. Because some of you guys might know, I was a bookie for a little while, but that's in the past now. I don't do that anymore. I'm all about becoming a well-rounded person. I want to, expand my horizons, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. It has nothing to do with the community service and that kind of thing. This is all about me and meeting my good friends and discussing how to be better people in this world and talk about worldviews. Not about sports, because there's more to life than sports. So with that said, let me bring on my very special guest. As I said, he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a father, he's a very special friend of mine. He's also a fellow Massachusettsian. And give a hand, everybody, to Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for coming, man.
What is the show?
It's called That's Crazy, No?
That's Crazy, No? That's funny. My people told me it was something else, but That's Crazy.
Oh, no? You are. See, he has people, ladies and gentlemen.
I have handlers,
Hey, I know what you're talking about. My parole officer is like that. He handles me sometimes.
People like us, we can't necessarily think for ourselves.
Right.
We need people watching out for us.
Well, and that's why it's good to also, when they're not looking over your shoulder like every day, you're also becoming a more well-rounded person by talking about important issues.
So that's
why we're here, right?
Like making the world a better place.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And that reflects well for this parole officer, I'm sure.
Yes, I think it would. Yeah.
He sees that and he's encouraged that you're doing well.
Yes.
Even though you have a checkered past.
Right.
As most adults do.
You grow older and old in the tooth, long in the tooth, as they say, you're going to have some little discrepancies.
Yeah. There's so many Americans who've been to prison and served.
Sure. There's a lot of prisons in this country.
It's a big business. You were just doing your part to help out the American economy.
I was. I'm trying to keep the wheels in motion for these people that have no other ways to make income than to say, bet a parlay with the Sox and the Yankees, for example.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, not that we're talking about sports. You were speaking metaphorically.
You're using
a sports metaphor. Right. You weren't discussing sports.
Definitely. But you didn't happen to see the score today, did you? The Red Sox? I think they're already playing right now.
I have not. I don't know the updates.
They lost to the Yankees yesterday. It drove me crazy.
I'm sorry.
They almost had a sweep.
Yeah, but you just love it for the game at this point.
We're getting off subject.
Right.
We almost discussed
sports.
This is about becoming better people. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, right. So let's
move on to our first topic.
Okay.
So we're here in Southern California.
Yeah.
And there's a drought.
There is a drought.
That's crazy, no?
It is. I mean, it's not really crazy. I mean, it's crazy in a lot of ways because it's hard to wrap your mind around the idea of running out of water. And it's crazy not to have enough water. But the fact that it's happened maybe isn't that crazy. Maybe it was going to happen.
So what do we do to help the situation with the drought?
Well,
people are telling me not to flush when I go to the bathroom. Is that true? That's crazy, no?
Simple rule of thumb, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, keep it mellow. And that's the way to do
like
it during a drought.
Yeah. I like that.
Because you don't want to leave, a hunk of poo in there.
No.
Because it'll smell, and it's kind of awful when you're the next person and you go and...
But let me ask you an important question. What if you have asparagus?
Asparagus
and
pee.
Then you pee, because that smells.
Yeah, asparagus.
Do you flush?
Pee is a big deal. Well, I mean, different people have different levels of pungency when it comes to their asparagus pee.
And I guess it depends on what kind of asparagus.
Right. And when you're putting organic. It into the water in the bowl, you're already diluting it. So maybe, I mean, I think it's a case by case kind of thing.
Okay.
You know? And you might have to ask your spouse or good friend to let you know, because sometimes you don't necessarily smell, you know, the pungency level accurately.
Right.
If it's your own asparagus.
Kind of like when you fart, you don't really smell as much as the person you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
In the elevator, for example.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So case by case on the flushing.
Okay.
I would say of pee.
All right.
Yeah. But in general, I think you don't want to flush the pee because of the drought.
Okay.
But that's really a small, I mean, you got to remember that we can help out as consumers, of course, by.
Are we supposed to not eat almonds from now on? Because they say the almonds take up a lot of water. That's what I heard.
Well, almonds do take up a lot of water, but and they are being demonized quite a bit by people like Bill Maher. And
who?
And,
Bill Maher?
Yeah, you know that guy.
Yeah, with the big head?
Yeah, he's got a big head,
really big
small
head.
Small body.
Yeah.
I
think it's more, the body's average, the head is really, really big.
Maybe it makes his body look smaller. I feel like he's short. I feel like I've seen him,
he's
a short fella.
Yeah.
He has a big head, metaphorically and literally. But there are other elements. It's not just almonds. Almonds arguably are something to keep going in Southern California, agriculturally speaking, because
everybody likes
it.
Nuts.
Does help. Yeah, well, and it helps our economy quite a bit. And it's not necessarily bad for the environment at large, unlike, say, alfalfa sprouts, which...
Yeah, what are those? It's like weeds.
Well, yeah, they're the sprouts that they used to put on sandwiches all the time. And everybody was like, why are you fucking putting this shit on my sandwich? It sucks.
Yeah, I don't want that on my sandwich.
Sprouts on your sandwich.
I want gabagola and mortadella. I don't want sprouts.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want sprouts. You don't want sprouts.
I want weeds.
Like lettuce or pickles. That's fine. But sprouts? No. I don't like the flavor and the texture. It's bad. But usually it's not people eating the sprouts. It's the cows.
Okay.
They ship a lot of alfalfa sprouts, alfalfa, out of California to China for Chinese cows.
Oh, really?
So, in addition, I mean, you got to think of it as shipping. We're actually shipping our water away from us in the form of alfalfa sprouts.
That doesn't seem smart at all.
And there's also fracking takes up a massive amount of water. And we ship.
And what is fracking? Fracking's like with the it gets gas or something.
Yeah, it gets oil out of the ground. Yeah, yeah. But it takes a lot of water to do it.
And all this for a friggin' almond?
Well, I'm not even talking about the almonds.
Okay,
I'm just saying if we're gonna like shut down entire swathes of the agriculture business in Southern California, sprouts. Before fracking first, I think, then sprouts. There's other crops that are worse, and you know the sprouts go into cows, and the cows make methane gas that screw up the environment and cause things like.
But we can figure out some solutions from talking about this.
Well, I'm talking about
the almonds, which are nuts. Speaking of nuts, did you see that Super Bowl?
I did. I saw.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What a game.
You were very happy.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, best all time. He's got four now. Best of all time, right? Yeah. Nobody has five, right? Does anybody have five?
I don't think so.
Bradshaw has four?
Yeah.
Bradshaw, what do you have, four? But he stinks.
Yeah. But Brady's we weren't going to talk about sports.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're digressing.
I mean, if you wanted to, maybe we could talk about the Super Bowls. Commercials, maybe, and that would be all right.
Yeah, we could. You know, you're a commercial guy. Did you have a Super Bowl commercial this year?
I did not. I haven't had a Super Bowl commercial in a long, 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 long time.
Those guys make a lot of money, don't they? Make like $1 million when they get a commercial in the Super Bowl.
Who?
The actors?
No, they don't.
They don't make like $4 million from like one commercial?
No, they don't make anywhere near that. They don't make shit.
Not even if it's like a really, really awesome commercial?
Even
like
if
a lot
it's,
of special
even
effects, like a Michael Bay does a commercial?
Yeah, even if it's awarded the best commercial of the Super Bowl by audiences across the country, you don't get more money.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's the truth. But, you know, it's the working man's curse, I guess.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right, let's move on. I'm getting a little depressed. Let's move on.
A little happier. Yeah.
So, the Middle East, that's crazy, no?
How is this a happier topic than the drought?
It just makes me happy to discuss important things that are going to make us more well-rounded in the eyes of other people, like, for example, the parole
officer. There somewhere in particular in the Middle East that you were just thinking of, or just
in the middle
in general?
Of the middle of the Middle East, like, what are your thoughts on how we can fix what's going on over there in regards to how they see us and our place in the world regarding them and their ability to...
I think as far as the Middle East is concerned, there's not a lot we can do to fix anything outside. I don't think that fighting, sending soldiers over there and fighting is the way to fix it.
But if you don't slap them every now and then, I'm sorry to be, bad language, but how are they going to learn to
I think maybe we should let them just slap each other for a while, which they seem intent on doing, and kind of, let them work it out amongst themselves.
I think that's a good idea. I think you're onto something.
If we're gonna do anything there, it should be something that in some way fixes the problems that we have caused over there. There's some way to make up for that. Maybe that'd be good. Lead by example, a peaceful example somehow, of generosity, of giving.
Yeah, and it starts at the top, I think, with our president.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got a race coming up pretty soon. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about that. Do you have any thoughts on the upcoming presidential race? Like, who you might think you might vote for? And just the whole, system as it is, the way they raise all this money to get, to get elected. I mean, it's crazy, no?
Yeah, it's real crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know who I'll vote for. I can't speculate about something in the future like that. I don't care. I mean, I honestly don't. I mean,
I think I like Chris Christie.
Yeah?
He seems like a straightforward kind of guy, he'll do what it takes to, he does have a little bit of a temper, I heard about what he did with the bridge. He shut the bridge for people and they couldn't drive around. But that almost makes me like him even more because he's like, screw you.
Because he's willing to use his power for petty vengeance.
But
and
I feel like
that's presidential material.
Yeah, I mean, that's like my kind of guy for president.
Yeah, who's going to like knee-jerk react to things, and he has his hand hovering over the
but those
the
people
big
know
red
next,
button.
Next time not to mess with him because he will shut down their ability to drive a car.
And he will fire nukes at anyone who crosses him.
Yeah, I mean, now, there's something. Now that you say that, I'm kind of second guessing my vote for Christie.
Maybe it's not the best way to go.
Well, what about Hillary Clinton? What do you think? You like her?
Do I like Hillary Clinton? I don't really.
It could be Clinton against a Bush. That's crazy, no?
Yeah, that's nuts. Also, kind of indicative of living in an oligarchy, isn't it? When the same two families are constantly vying for the most.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems a little scary to me, regardless of your political leanings.
Then there's that other guy, Rand Paul.
Yeah, what about that
guy? I saw him. I just think it's an interesting name, Rand.
Rand is a...
It's like it was a longer name and it got shortened, or I don't know if it was like something Rand or Rand something.
I think he was named after somebody.
That's a weird name.
It is a weird name.
I don't know if I could vote for a guy named Rand.
Well, if you really like, say, an author, I don't know, who maybe has a last name like that, maybe you're naming him after the author.
There was an author named Rand?
Yeah.
I think it was like R and L, and like he just
Right, right.
The L, the, well, light, the light on the L was out, so it just said Rand, and I think that that was like, oh, that's a good name.
Right.
Rand.
Right, Rand, yeah.
It was like, well, R&L Electronics, I think, or something.
You know, people name their kids after people that inspire them sometimes, and sometimes those names are...
What if his name really is Paul Rand, and it got mixed up when they were saying his name? They said it backwards, and it's, and he
maybe,
stuck with it.
Maybe.
That could be the case.
That could be the
Paul
case.
Paul is more of a first name.
Yeah. But his dad's got, like, two first names.
Yeah, that's weird, too. I don't trust people with two first names.
No? A lot of times...
You got two first names, but you have a last name. Anderson.
Well, my middle name is a first name, I
that's
guess.
That's not a... It's a middle.
There's not... Middle names are very rarely specific to the middle. They're usually just a second first name, aren't they?
Pretty much.
I mean, there's not...
But you got to have a last name to anchor the whole thing for the you know, for the rhythm of the thing. Like me, like Bob DeBellis.
Yeah.
See the alliteration there? It's like...
It's not. It's a nice,
it's nice
name.
Bob DeBellis. You can almost say it even if you're drunk.
Yeah. You might even have to be drunk. Yeah.
That was actually in my yearbook, you know. You could actually say his name even when you're drunk. It was one of the things in my yearbook. I was pretty proud of that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you write that in yourself, or was that part of the published material?
From what I heard, because I didn't actually... I wasn't actually there when people graduated, but I heard that it was put like that.
Because
someone
were,
told me.
Why weren't you there?
I couldn't make it. I had some other things going on. I was preoccupied. And the guy told me, yeah, that was in your yearbook. But now that I come to think of it, he was drunk when he told me. So maybe it wasn't.
You don't really know.
I don't know.
What to trust. Yeah, that's hard. That's really tough.
Speaking of hard, man.
Yeah.
The Celtics. Wow. I can't believe they're really gutting out this season.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. I mean, which is kind of crazy because they're not going to get a draft pick.
Right.
So I don't even know why they're playing for eighth place.
Right. They should just throw games.
Yeah. They're going to play the Cavaliers in the playoffs. They're going to lose four straight.
Right.
Why even play this way?
I don't know.
That's crazy, no?
It is crazy. Although, if you want to talk about the Celtics, I don't know, it's your show, but you had mentioned you were supposed to stay away from sports as a topic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, that's, you know, I go on tangents.
If you want to talk about the Celtics,
I like Brad Stevens, he's a really good coach. I think there are three or four players away, so, you know, in about 3-4 years, if things go right with the other draft choices, I think we could be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's the kind of rebuilding time. You got to play the long game a little bit. Yeah.
So anyway, racism is a really crazy thing, no?
Yeah. Yeah, racism's nuts.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? How can we stop this?
Stop racism?
Yeah.
I don't know. Educate everybody.
Education is key.
Yeah. I really think that's it.
That's key.
The more educated people are, the more they're exposed to other people and other cultures and other ways of being, the less likely they'll be racist.
That was very well put, Todd.
That's the best I can do.
I think you're right, but education, I think travel.
Yeah.
You gotta move around. You gotta see other cultures.
Right. Right.
Meet other people from different areas.
Desegregation, I think.
Yeah.
An evening out of the class structure so it doesn't keep one particular race poorer than the other.
Right.
So they're living in different neighborhoods and going to different schools. If everybody was integrated,
they mixed
people up together.
Yeah.
And we saw each other all the time.
When I grew up, it was like all the Italian kids together, mixing a couple Irish kids.
Sure.
That was it. And the Irish kids were like the weirdos.
Yeah.
It was crazy like that.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
sort of,
I wonder, you know, maybe that shaped me into being the person that I am today.
Maybe.
But we're working to be better people. That's why we're doing this podcast.
Right. Podcasts are about the betterment of the human race.
That's why it was invented, I would think.
The podcast was invented for that, for bettering people.
Yeah.
And making the world a better place. Yeah. That's what I think. So
what about this Boston Marathon decision coming up pretty soon? Let's do a little segue transition into that.
All right.
I know the guy was just found guilty, obviously.
Sure, sure.
He pleaded guilty. His lawyer said he's guilty.
Yeah.
But now they're about to say what the punishment's going to be.
Right.
Now, what are your thoughts on how he should get punished? Because the whole situation, that's crazy, no?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy bombings and...
You think he should get the death penalty?
I'm not... I have a hard time saying that people should get the death penalty. While I understand it, I don't know. Should we be killing? I don't know.
It's tough because
it's such a deep gray area.
And if you're a big believer in, you know, life after death, and really, you know, harpsichords and clouds and all that stuff, do you really want to give him some fun life after death? Better off being in jail for
death,
like 25.
Is death the best punishment,
right,
for someone who commits a crime like that, or is being incarcerated for life? The problem is we have, there's too many people, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people in the prisons, period.
A lot of them unjustly even in there.
Yeah.
They didn't even do anything. They were just trying to make some money to feed their family,
right,
by running numbers. Right. That's just some people.
And antiquated laws.
Yeah.
You know, laws built on, speaking of racism, you know, people in jail for marijuana. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they got to stop.
You got to get those people out of there so there's more room in the prisons for people who actually should be incarcerated for life. Because that's the punishment they should get, sit and steep and think about the horror that they created.
Speaking of marijuana, why can't they make it smell better? It's all over the place, especially here in California.
Yeah.
I smell it everywhere I go. Can't they have like a nice pine scent or something?
A pine scent.
Yeah, that way it'll make it a little easier to deal with.
I think maybe the carcinogens involved in adding pine needles to marijuana.
They could find out a way to do it.
I'm sure they could find out a way to do it. But there's, you know, they've got vaporizers now.
The vapes.
Which, like, really cut the stink quite a bit.
Are they going to find out that's bad for you, too? I bet.
Well, I think inhaling anything into your lungs is bad.
Yeah. The kids are doing it. It's all the rage.
Kids love putting stuff in their lungs.
Yeah.
But the kids of today, they don't do the old school stuff. They do the new tech. They suck on Freon hoses and stuff like that.
Really? Freon?
Yeah. Kids love to suck on Freon hoses.
That sounds dangerous.
Huff paint. They love
Huff paint is an old school. That's always been around.
But it's more popular with kids now.
Really?
It's easier to get.
It's cheap.
It's easier to get. So they're right there at the store. You can just go to Target.
Terrible. The kids these days.
There's so much stuff you can get high off in Target. They should just have an aisle. shit you can get high off of. You know? I think. I mean, just to make it easier for the kids. So we don't respect our youth. We've got to give them a shot. You know? What I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You are.
I don't know where we're going with it, but
I don't either.
Let's switch gears.
All right.
So.
Uh-huh.
These cop shootings that's been happening lately.
Yeah.
I just want to get serious for a second because I'm very, very concerned about all these cops that are going around killing unarmed people in the back.
Yeah.
What is your thought on putting the cameras on the cops? They want to put the body cameras. That's what I heard.
Right.
So do you think that we should do this? Should we have every cop have a body camera? What kind of police is that going to create?
With well,
them looking over their back all the time. Oh, everybody's watching me. How do I stop this person?
Right. Well, there's an old saying, and that saying is nobody likes a cop until you need one.
Yeah.
To shoot a black person. And we've got to keep that in mind.
When Who
we
put said these that,
cameras.
Twain?
Because once these cameras, I think Twain said that, yeah. I think when we put these cameras on the cops, it is going to make it much harder for them to shoot minorities. And is that the kind of country we want? I don't know. Something to think about. Something to think about.
I think they got to start putting these guys away, these cops that are, you know, caught shooting defenseless guys that are just trying to run away.
Yeah.
These cops need to be put in jail. Don't you think?
No, I agree. And if they all have cameras, then a lot of these cops are going to wind up in jail.
Oh,
there's going to be a lot fewer cops on the street available to protect white people against minorities.
Oh, you're being funny now. I'm trying to be serious.
Well-rounded
people.
I was just making a point.
No, I hear you. I mean, you kind of sound like a Raider fan now.
A Raider. I'm not
Raiders
a Raider
fans,
fan.
The worst.
A Raider fan. No.
The worst.
Yeah, they're terrible. Although a lot of people feel that way about the Patriots these days.
No, everybody loves
the Patriots.
The Patriots
are sort of the new Raiders. They're a strong team. They win a lot of championships, and their methods are questionable.
Everybody complains about Belichick. It happens with every team, but when it happens to Belichick, they make a big deal out of it. But really, he's just a genius coach, best coach of all time. Tom Brady, best quarterback of all time. I mean, LeGarrette Blount, best pot smoker of all time. I mean, they got everybody. Making a joke there. I love LeGarrette. He's a good guy. I just had beers with him the other day. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you hang out with that guy.
Well, one time. Well, he was in the same bar when I was there, and...
Oh, you saw him.
I saw him across the way. He was having a beer and chicken wings.
Nice.
And I was like, hey, LeGarrette, what's up?
So were you drinking beer, too?
Yes. I'm not supposed to have beer, so it was one of those non-alcoholic beers.
Duels?
Yeah, like a Buckler or something.
One of those
things. Good. It tastes pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially when you do it like car bomb with a shot inside there. It's good.
Yeah. But the shot, are you supposed to do shots?
That's a very good point. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're putting shots of Irish whiskey into O'Doul's?
I got to rethink that.
Yeah.
Maybe I got
to
rethink that.
Yeah, you should just talk to your parole guy about that and, like, clear it up.
So, Ebola. Like, that's crazy, no?
Yeah, Ebola's nuts.
You ever had that?
No.
That's good.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
Because it can affect anybody. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, you get something recalled from Trader Joe's and you got the Ebola in there. You never know.
That's
and the hummus or something. Who knows?
That's E. coli. You're mixing those two up.
It's not the same thing?
No, Ebola's
Why do they make them look so similar?
A deadly virus. E. coli can be very deadly too, but E. coli is... You know, a bacterial thing.
I think the funniest one is Salmonella, though. Doesn't it sound like a guy, you know, from, like, the neighborhood, Salmonella?
Yeah.
That's, like, the best-sounding problem.
That is a great-sounding
problem.
That, like, Ricketts sounds, like, not so bad.
Ricketts is kind of a fun sound. It's kind of like a quick one, like, Ricketts!
Yeah.
It's like a quick
When
disease.
You find out what Ricketts is, you know, it's a horrible...
What is Ricketts?
...affliction. It's a disease that makes your bones rubbery. So they don't break. They can bend very easily.
Really? That sounds kind of awesome, actually.
No, it's really not.
Like one of those superheroes? Oh, is it painful?
Yeah, it's not like a special power. You can't help people with it. It's just your bones get bent easily.
How do you live with it? You take medicine, medications?
I don't really know how they treat rickets. I don't think it's... It happens too commonly these days.
Does it kill you?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a slow one, though. Yeah, it's like leprosy or something. Still that. They still have that.
Can't you get, like, a vaccination for...
Leprosy?
Leprosy? Like, when you're a kid, you get the shot?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if they have a leprosy vaccination.
Speaking of that, can you believe the Bruins didn't make the playoffs this year? What the hell?
I know. A heartbreaker.
How can they not? Like, every team makes the playoffs except, like, one team, and the Bruins didn't make the playoffs. How does that happen?
I don't know. That must be frustrating.
So frustrating.
For me, you're, like, such a Boston guy.
Yeah, they're, like, the best team every year.
Yeah.
And they don't even make the playoffs. And, like, one team out of, like, 75 don't make the playoffs, and it happens to be the Bruins this year.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you there.
They should fire that coach.
Maybe. He's not working out, obviously, if he's not getting them to the playoffs.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about before we take off? Anything else that's crazy?
There's a lot that's crazy. I don't have anything specific on my mind. Did you want to talk about any more Boston sports teams?
Well, technically, I told myself I wouldn't do that.
But it seems like you kind of want it. I mean,
it just kind of sneaks out. It's like it rears its head.
I just feel like you've nailed everything, but you haven't really talked about the Sox so much. I mean,
the Sox are going to be good this year, I think.
Yeah.
I think they have a really good rotation.
Uh-huh.
They have like a lot of number twos, but they don't really have an ace, but I think that could work out because they have like a lot of number twos.
Yeah.
To me, if you had like a really good number one, and then, like, you know, a couple number fives and a four, I'd rather have all number twos because then
you got
if you do the math, it equals a lower number.
Right.
And you want the lowest number of pitches. Like, you want as close to all number ones as you can. Kind of like the Nationals.
Right.
They have, like, a lot of number ones. So right. They're going to be really tough to beat. But no, I think the Sox are going to be okay. I think it's a tough division. And I told myself I wouldn't talk about sports, Todd.
I apologize. I'm
trying to be a better person.
I don't think talking about sports makes you a bad person. I get the sense that perhaps
thank you.
What you were doing for money that involves sports is like what led to...
Well, they go hand in hand. That's, you know, fantasy football,
it's
gambling.
A big,
you know,
it's a big part of sports. It would seem. It would seem.
Yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't be illegal. I don't know. I don't know about that stuff. I don't understand it. I don't.
But I do think this. I think the Sox could get a wild card, but it's going to be tough this year.
Yeah,
a lot of the East is good. The Orioles, the Jays, you know, the Yankees. I don't know. They got A-Rod. He's going to bring them down. As long as A-Rod is still on the Yankees,
yeah,
they're not going anywhere, which is really great for us.
But yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, that's really all I care about is the Yankees not making the playoffs.
Right. It's like that's more important even than the Red Sox getting in there.
It is, actually. Yeah. That's so the ultimate of importance is the Yankees not making the playoffs.
So you're more of a...
And the Giants in football.
You're a hate-fueled
yeah.
sports fan more yeah. than a hometown guy.
Right. But I'm a mixture of both.
Right. I mean, your hometown drives you, it sounds like, to hate yes. New York teams because there's that old
right, right.
Boston,
New York. It
goes
back generations and generations rivalry. To, like, you know.
We don't even know why anymore, but it's something to cling to.
Yes, yes.
It's something.
That's America right there in a nutshell.
Yeah, hatred.
Yeah.
A hate-based
right. society. We're number one. Everybody else stinks.
Yeah.
See, this is like therapy. This is why I do the podcast. This is, I mean, I feel like I almost feel like I'm getting more well-rounded as we speak.
Yeah, I feel like we've addressed a lot of issues,
mm-hmm.
Proposed some very interesting solutions.
Right. So we got to definitely flush less.
Less, yeah.
We got to become friends with the Middle East. Let them slap each other around a little bit.
Yeah.
You're voting for Chris Christie, right?
I did not say that.
You're not sure.
You like Chris Christie.
I kind of like him. I think he's like a cool guy. Like right. I want to have a drink with him. Non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
But I would want to have a drink with him.
Yeah, sure. Good.
We're four cameras on the cops.
Yes.
What else? Boston Marathon, we want them to get the debt. Penalty. It's kind of a tough call.
It's a gray area. That one we kind of like.
Maybe
tabled.
Better to keep him in jail for like 50 years.
Yeah, we were like more
and poke him with a stick every day.
Fix the prison system so there's not so yeah. many people in prison, yeah. and then you can keep this guy in prison
yeah.
and poke at him. I think poking him with a stick is a great idea.
That could be good. I would do that. I mean, not that I want to go back into the jail at all, but if you give me a stick and a paycheck, I'll do it.
Yeah, sure. You know, why wouldn't you take a paycheck for poking a guy with a stick?
It's an honest
who's
living.
Who's a terrible person. Yeah. I agree.
And then you're anti-Ebola, correct?
I hate Ebola.
All right.
And E. coli.
Yes.
And Salmonella.
Right.
And Ricketts.
Right. Ricketts is the only one that doesn't end in a vowel. It's like the only non-Italian virus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And we talk about leprosy, and that ends in a vowel, too, right?
Well, sometimes, sort of. Right? The Y.
Yeah, but in this case, I'd say it is a vowel, right?
I think it's one
leprosy,
of the
leprosy, because the C would be the consonant, and the Y would be the vowel. It's like a ends in a vowel sound.
Yeah, sounds like, yeah. Like, if you didn't see the word in front of you, you would think it was a vowel.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Ricketts is just a hard T sound at the end.
Yeah. It rhymes with crickets.
It does. I don't
Which
have
is also
no
an
idea.
Annoying
if,
species.
Yeah, I don't know if crickets get afflicted by rickets.
That would be awesome if crickets got rickets.
there's no way that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Just for the pure comedic value, that has to be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's true, it's sad for the crickets.
Yeah, very sad.
I mean,
how would they do their thing? Because they're constantly scraping their
legs.
Yeah,
their
right?
legs would get bent and they wouldn't be able to call for sex. Because that's what they're doing when they rub
them. That's what they're doing, calling for sex?
They're calling for sex.
Wow. Yes. They do a lot of sex calling. I hear it all the time.
That's pretty much all they do is call for sex. And sometimes they get inside your house and make call
that's
for sex in your house.
Yeah, then you start taking a sledgehammer to every wall trying to figure out where they are.
Yeah. Unless you have a cat.
Oh, the cats eat them?
Cats love to eat them.
I didn't know that. I'm allergic to cats, so I don't.
Yeah.
In fact, my left eye is currently closing. You have a cat, no?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy. I didn't know if it was me or if you had a cat. I was like, wow, thank God he has a cat. Because my left eye is closing.
You thought maybe you were having a stroke or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm in my 40s now. I think that like once a week.
Oh, I can get you a Zyrtec if you want.
Oh, I'll be okay.
All right.
So I'd like to wrap things up now and thank my guest, my very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Todd. This has been Bob DeBellis, and that's crazy, no?